podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
We obviously love AFL teams and their social media and how a lot of clubs are leaning into social media and how fun it can be, and we find out more about the players. And this has obviously been going on for a long time, but I really enjoy that part of it, right?
Some do it really well.
Some do it really, really well. And we know that the Cats do it really well. Essendon are quite funny too. You kind of have to be or we'll all cry. But the AFL page itself did something that they thought was fun the other day. And I saw this and I was like, are we for real? It has since been deleted. Let's have a listen together and then discuss.
Do you change your sheets?
I do now change them every like second or third week. But in my first year away from home, I didn't realise you had to change them. So they were probably on for a year. I know. It's not good.
Actually, I have no idea, to be honest.
Me, personally? Well, my wife changes it every week.
Maybe once a fortnight? Yeah, I reckon. Once a fortnight. Is that good?
My sheets. My mum does it. Once a week, I reckon.
We have a thing called Reset Sundays. My wife would be happy with that. So we do it every Sunday.
My wife does it a couple of times a week. She's bloody good at it.
Not as often as I probably should.
Never. My mum does it.
I actually didn't, growing up. I didn't even really realise all the things until I got a girlfriend.
Once every two, three weeks.
Let's go once every 2 weeks just to so I don't get rinsed on socials.
I used to change them about once a year, but I live with my girlfriend now, so she does it every couple of weeks. Maybe twice a year. We were twice a year before that.
Okay. What do we notice there about a bunch of AFL players, some at the top of the top best as well, asking how often they change their sheets? What jumped out at you?
Lazy grubs. It's always the woman's job.
Yes. Out of the 12 players that were featured here, six of them said their mum, their girlfriend or their wife changed their sheets for them.
Yeah.
And I watched this and I was like, are we... Come on, guys. Like, who recorded this and thought that's a good idea? Like, as someone that does social media sometimes, if you had made comments like this, I would be like, hey, you know what, guys? Love that you're telling the truth. But in this type of world, let's just focus on the fact that maybe you do it once a year or something. Yeah. How many people did this get through? Where are we? This just pisses me off. It's dumb. They've deleted it now. But Toby... Was it Toby Green? So he's the GWS captain, right? He was the one that pissed me off the most because he said that he admitted his wife changed the sheets a couple times a week. She's bloody good at it. That's what he said. That pisses me off. That pisses me off. I understand that in a household, people have their different roles.
Yeah.
But as AFL players and men AFL players, we're trying to change the rules of what women are to men in their lives, right? And as guys that people look up to, people look to you for guidance on that. So when you're saying things like, oh, my wife, she's bloody good at it, I struggle to know that in this climate, how do you know that a comment like that, said in a way like that, isn't something that's going to piss people off?
Yeah.
And also make your wife kind of a bit like, oh, she's so good. Like, you know me, I get jokes.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. But it's just like, this is dumb to me.
I know you're annoyed.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But.
Do you reckon it's like too much, like storming a teacup?
Devil's advocate.
Yeah.
If they went to somewhere where all the wags were, right? And did a survey of all the wags and said, hey, what's bid night at your place?
Nah.
Do you think they'd be like, I don't know, my husband does that? Or do you think they'd be like, Tuesday?
No, I 100% think that they would know. And here's why. Because in their head, they'd be like, okay, I know bin day is Sunday because the bathroom bin never gets emptied because that's not one of the bins against empties our house. And for me, it just shows the mental load.
It does show the mental, absolutely.
The mental
load,
it's like, I don't know, my wife does it. It's like, nah. It's just, I know it's not the biggest thing. I know it's not the worst thing, but the AFL obviously know because they got a lot of feedback and they've deleted the video now.
The mental load is the takeaway, absolutely.
The mental load, it just pisses me off.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you can be honest with it, but it's like, oh, my wife does it. you know, it's just like, come on, guys. Mm. You're part of the AFL. You're part of the biggest names in the AFL. Let's try and do some things around the house. Or if you can't, let's try and not say it on social media and kind of perpetuate that stereotype further. That's all I'm saying.
I earn $700,000 a year. We have a team that come in and they just...
That would have been funny.
Yeah. It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Been looking forward to this all week.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
It doesn't roll off the tongue, but it certainly sort of hovers in the nostril.
Oh, my God. Once again, okay, this game is surrounded by that. We don't need any extra.
It's literally what I do for a job.
I know, so stop it.
And
what we've got here.
Also at home for fun.
Okay, what we've got here is a game that I am so proud of you for making and also bringing. It's hilarious. You will substitute a word in a famous piece of either music or a quote or a movie line with a fart, and then I have to guess what the word is underneath that fart. It's as easy as that. It's a best of three arrangement. I am ready. Are you?
Yes. The fun thing about this, and you don't see in the studio, is that as each game starts, I give you a look, and I would refer to it as the SBD look, where I know what's coming, and it hasn't hit you yet.
Shut up. Oh, no.
Question number one for Word Beneath My Wind this morning. Tell me, what are we listening to here?
It was me. I did first it, and I thought it was me as a and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a making people better. And I do make people better. I make people a lot better.
Oh, back in the toilet from which you came, sir. That is Donald Trump.
Yes, talking about his picture as him as Jesus.
Yes, but he thinks he was a doctor.
It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. Mate. And I do make people better. I make people... a lot better.
Can I just say, side note, I saw a TikTok that's like, oh, no, he got confused. His people were like, hey, that go and tell the people that that image was doctored and that he's got confused and like, I'm a doctor.
Thousand
Which
years
is 100%
old.
True.
Mm. Okay, so 1 point to you. Well done.
Thank you.
One from one, 100% success rate so far. Question number two in Word Beneath My Wind. Now, this one, tricky-ish.
Okay.
Tricky for one reason.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear.
Oh.
Not so tricky for another reason. You should know it.
Okay.
Here we go. What word are we missing here?
He had, but he went for goal. Stoneham keeps it back in. Did that really well and kick a goal. Oh, no. He's kicked it out of the ball. Oh, that just about breaks the record.
Okay, that piece of audio there is one of the best, worst things of all time.
Yes.
That is Lingy's second game, third game, where he kicked out in front.
Yeah.
And he missed it, and the missing word is Lingy.
Did that really well, and Ling will kick a goal. Yeah.
Do I win for that?
Yeah, Ling, I'll pay that.
Yay.
You said Lingy, Ling, yeah, yes. I'll pay that. Well done.
Good.
That was the shank of all shanks.
Yeah.
We had the Ling shank redemption a few years back.
Did.
We let him redeem himself. So that is two from two.
Okay. I'm hoping I don't get Poseidon's kiss on the next one.
Oh, yeah. It's more of a toilet joke there, mate. That's not what we're about here.
Sorry.
Tom and Loggy, KROQ 955, thanks to Mimosa Homes.
Sorry.
Question number three. I would say the piece de resistance.
Oh, of course it is.
I'm excited.
Of course it is. Oh, wow. I see how long it is. Okay, settle in, everyone.
What word are we missing here?
Oh,
big enough.
to fit the toilet bowl one.
Oh, my God, that was so good for so many reasons. Number one, the sounds, yeah, it's all about length, isn't it?
I have a stable of farts that I use, and I've had that one chambered for so long, waiting for an opportunity.
I'm crying. Oh, and the song is so good. It's Pokemon.
Oh, well done. So you should. But you should feel sick with joy because you've won.
Yes, I have won.
Clean sweep for this week, or the clean wipe, as we like to call it. For word beneath my wind.
A line from a film, song, or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy joined on the line now, all the way from Texas, is one of my favourite bands. So we saw them about 18 months ago. He's a beautiful man. His name is Jarrett, and he's from Bowling for Soup. How are you doing, Jarrett?
Hey!
I'm doing so good, and better knowing that I'm going to be on your shores in just a couple of weeks. And it's man, I can't believe it's already been 18 months, but yeah. It's I'm very, very ready.
We've been practicing, you know, how we were going to introduce you, but, you know, through the excitement, we've forgotten. We were going to give him the woo-hoo-hoo.
No, I didn't commit to that.
Oh, you didn't?
Because I knew I couldn't hit the notes.
Yeah, so we didn't think we can hit the notes, but we're going to give you our best.
Guys,
woo-hoo.
You were
going to
go woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Wow.
See, isn't he lovely?
He's so lovely. No, we love you for that, Jarrett. Thanks for pumping us up. We are so pumped that you are coming back here. But when you are coming down to Australia, Australians ask you to do weird things. We're a fun bunch, especially in the crowd. We like to give you lots. Last time you were here, Tom was telling me that he was yelling out at you on stage to do a shoey. It was him that started the chant.
I thought it was Tom that warned me about the shoey.
No, he was.
It was.
I think he was just, you know, and the thing was, is what's, we have been there before, but I have not heard of this, you know, and maybe it's because in the past we were there, you know, we were sort of first of four, and then with Pennywise and Vandals and Sum 41 and, you know, but so anyway, yeah, that shoe flew up there and you know, I'm fine with peer pressure, but that audience was not having it.
Yeah.
You know, they were not having it. And so I figured out a way to do it. But so this is my question to you guys. I've done it two times. I have no desire to ever do it again. So do I get a pass, or are they gonna just be relentless all the time?
Okay. I don't know. I think it was a sort of 18 months ago. It was a real big thing. It was like I think it was driven by social media and whatnot, and we were pressuring everybody to do it. Log and I famously very anti shoey, so we are on board. And your tactic of putting your drink in the shoe and then drinking it, love it, great,
very smart,
keep everyone happy.
And the crowd ate it up.
Yeah.
And it was so, it worked so good. Yeah, I stuck the beer in the shoe.
I was
very lucky because the one that flew up at Good Things was actually sort of a boot.
Yes, I remember.
And so it hid the beer can. And so it really looked really good. Now, they did it to me again at one of the club shows that we did with Taylor Acorn. And it didn't work quite as well, but they still loved it. You know?
Yeah.
So it worked out either way. But yeah, man, I've done some crazy stuff in my life, and there was definitely a time where I would have eaten, drank something, and all of that out of that shoe, but I'm in my 50s now. I feel like I've paid my dues.
Yeah, you have. You're fine.
Absolutely. You're a man who's obviously very busy. You guys have just hustled for, you know, more than 20 years now, and touring and shows and shows and shows. How do you keep up for it? Like, and how do you keep going? Where's the stamina come from?
You know what? Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll tell you this. I mean, like, I've always had that. I've always been really, really driven by just whatever it is I'm into. And once I found music, that was it. And then this band was such a blessing to me. Not only just, you know, the my bandmates, but just the people that we've met and all of that. And I'm constantly I don't have any hobbies, basically, Tom. I play golf about four times a year, and that's it. Now, I don't play video games. I love what I do.
Yeah.
I love creating music and all that. And so You know, we got to a point where it was not as busy, and I started doing a bunch of other stuff. I started a country band, and I do voiceover, and I started producing and all these other things. And we've been so busy as of the last year and a half or so that I've had to kind of quit doing all of that, because otherwise I'm not seeing my family. So, yeah, it's just about finding that balance, you know, and we're really good at touring. You know, if we go out for 2 or 3 weeks, we come home for 2 or 3 weeks or a month.
Oh,
we
cool.
don't do the thing anymore where we leave for 6 months. Some of our peers still do that. That's just not the way we want to do it. You know, it's just home is really important. And so the way that we've managed to lay it out for the past several years, it really does work.
Now, you said you didn't have a hobby, but I suggest that you do, and that is the loving of cats. You're a cat man, and as a fellow cat gal, we really appreciate that you are pushing the agenda of how good cats are. Yeah. So thank you for doing that constantly.
Well, and you know what's funny is I just love animals, and animals love me. I mean, I'm basically Snow White. I mean, we had a fish. this is true. We had a fish that was obsessed with me, and it would like follow along, and when I would sit down at the kitchen table on the computer or whatever, it just would stare. And any other time, it would be hidden. But all the animals are like that. So the cat only likes me.
Aww.
And so she's hidden until she hears my voice and comes out. But she doesn't like the dogs.
Mm.
And so it's really funny, because right when the dogs go outside, she comes down and gets in my lap. The dogs come back in, she runs away. But yeah, I do love to put my cat on the internet. She has quite a personality, that's for sure.
You're the Disney princess we all need.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's something, I don't know what it is. The animals have always loved me, and I'm a sucker for animals as well. The only problem is that I am a little bit weird about my hands being clean.
Yeah.
And so, like, petting strange dogs, you know, you pet somebody else's dog and it's like all oily and stuff.
Yeah.
I got to get this off me, you know. I need to get this off me right now.
Yeah.
And so my dogs don't feel like that. But,
no.
But you'll
get straight up in the toes, I imagine, and smell those.
Oh, yeah.
Taco pull.
I have an Australian Shepherd, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
And that's what she does. She loves to lay on me like a baby, and she just she paws me. Aww. Like I'm petting her face, and then she just starts petting my face. And it just, do y'all have Fritos there? Do you know that smell?
Yeah, it's the Doritos almost, kind of corn chips.
Yeah, it's like a corn Doritos, but that's what their paws smell like.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Crazy. Your pets must miss you when you do go away on tour. They're going to have to miss you for a few weeks. You are on the way. Your tour starts at the end of this month. Well, the start of next month, technically, going around Australia with Frank Turner. Just back to quickly the hustle and how many shows you guys have played. I know Frank keeps a tally of how many shows that he plays. I'm sure he's in the 3,000s now.
He is now.
Do you have any idea of how many shows you boys have played over the journey?
Man, I don't. I will tell you this. We're in 32 years now, 32 years in June. And there was a time where we were playing, you know, 8 shows a week, because we were playing every day. And then Saturday or Sunday, we would try and play twice.
Wow.
We would try to like set up at a record store and then play later that night in the club. And we operated like that for, I mean, years and years and years. So, I mean, it is up there. But no, I have no idea. I'm really envious of him for doing that and for cataloging it all. And I had a guy tell me one time, when we were first starting, he's like, man, you should do an archive, keep up with everything you do and write it all down. And of course I didn't do that because I was young and didn't care about anything, but you know, it would be cool to look back on that, but you know, I don't know. I have an interesting thing about me is I can remember every show. With just given a few context clues, I pretty much can recall everything.
Cool.
Not what I say or do or anything, but like what the venue was, who else we played with, you know, something that happened that night.
Cool.
And so at least I've got that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've got a stalker out there that knows exactly where you've been and at what time. So you've just got to find them, Jarrett, that's all.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. We had a stalker one time and it got like super, super strange.
Nice.
And and to the point where it's only funny to say that I had a stalker one time. You know, like the rest of the story is so weird and that it's just like, But yeah, I could do without that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So well, we have no stalkers in Australia. Stalkers.
Yeah.
No pressure for shoeys.
Nah.
Don't break. Yeah. Stay true to yourself. Because, mm. You know, we'll be in the crowd yelling, no, no, we'll be supporting you, okay?
Hey, I look at it like this. I've done my two shoeys.
Yeah, you have.
If it does happen, one of the other guys can go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
Like, exactly. Or roll the tape. Just be like, roll the tape of me doing it. Just have it ready to go in the background, all right?
Man, I bet we do have it on film. That would be really, really funny.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I may try and track that down, actually, and just have that in our back pocket.
All right, Jarrett, we are so excited for you guys to come back to Australia. Can't believe how lucky we are to have you twice in essentially 2 years. You're bringing Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls with you as well for the Bowl My Bones Australian Tour. Tickets are on sale now through destroyalllines.com. Check them out and make sure you go and cheer on Jarrett and all the boys at Bowling for Soup. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, mate. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Also, wait, let's just also mention Australia's own Talk Heavy will be on the shows as well.
Cool.
So bringing a little Australia with us everywhere we go. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Nice. Thanks so much, Jarrett. Thanks, appreciate mate. That. That appreciate was a fun it. Chat.
Yeah, thank you.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.